It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here down to the court side. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. It's the number sixth-ranked Donovan West Lady Mustangs of Class 2A taking on the Axel Eagles down in Class 1A Division 2. But we're here up at Highland home field advantage, or home court advantage, I should say, for the Donovan West Mustangs. We got a big matchup tonight. Again, later on, we'll see the number two-ranked Eagle boys team of Class 1A Division 2 against the Donovan West unranked boys of Class 2A. But upcoming, our first matchup here again, it's the Lady Eagles and the Lady Mustangs. They take on head-to-head for their first time this season. Big year for the Axel Eagles right now, just 6-6. They are 1-2 in TVL play. But again, every time I've called this Eagles team, I've made a mention that every year under head coach Bradley Rochman, this team has gotten better. In 2021 into 2022, 3-19. Last year, or 2022 to 2023, it was 7-15, and then just last year, 10-14 overall. This year, already looking to maybe beat that 10-win gap right there. They're just four away from it. So this team, again, they are just improving week in and week out. And they got a lot of great talent on their team, from Maggie Strompin and the freshman. She had an absolutely incredible performance last week in the TVL tournament, just being able to put herself out there on the court, as well as the other freshmen in there with Reagan Hazenkamp, Caitlin Detweiler, and as well as Ava Brockstrom. Just a really young team that's just continuing to improve week in and week out. We've also seen this Southwest Mustangs team. We had them on Saturday. They did a great job there, winning that third-place match over Valley Heights just by the score 56-41. This team last week was ranked number 7. They jump up to ranked number 6 this week, head coached by Perry Smith. Last season, a little bit of a dip in the year before winning state in 2023, but again, last year just going 13-10. But this year, trying to get back up there. They already climbed the rankings. They've already got 9 wins, just 2 losses. They're still undefeated in TVL play at 3-0. They did absolutely incredible on Saturday. We saw incredible performances from Brenna Eady, Courtney Johnson, Andy Foster led the scoring with 14 points, Bell Smith and Katie Johnson. Well, with all that being said, we'll be back in 3 minutes here for our starting lineups. On 92.1 at KMZ, I'm Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. It's the Axel Eagles taking on the Donovan West Mustangs.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now we get on here with our starting lineups. Again, it's the Axel Eagles taking on the Dawson West Mustangs in a girls TVL matchup. Right now, the Eagles 1-2 in TVL play, trying to get that even 500. And for the Mustangs, they are 3-0 in TVL play. They want to stay undefeated in it. For the Eagles, starters, number 2, Natalie Stroffman, the 5'8" junior, averaging 10 points per game, 7 rebounds per game as well. Last year, she was averaging 12 points per game and 12 rebounds a game. She's an All-State All-League returner. She's also averaging 2 steals per game this season. Caitlin Detweiler, the 5'6" freshman, averaging 9 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Reagan Hazenkamp, number 4, the 5'5" freshman, who's averaging 5.5 points per game and 5 rebounds per game. Maggie Stroffman, the 5'10" freshman, number 34. Again, I can't talk enough about this freshman and her performance, especially last week in the TVL tournament. In just a couple of games, you will see her in that Washington County game specifically. She had a big game with 10 points on it. But then she's also just been huge. She's been averaging 4 blocks a game this season. She's just been a big center there for the Eagles, averaging 11 points a game and 10 rebounds a game. Also, you can't forget number 21, Audrey Costell, the 5'7" senior, who's also been great taking the ball down there for the court for the Eagles. And for the Dawson West Mustangs, their starters, number 3, Courtney Johnson, the 5'6" sophomore, who's averaging over 11.2 points per game and 7.9 rebounds per game. Brennan Eady, the 5'3" senior, number 10. And let me tell you, she may be one of the smallest on the court, but she is an absolute spark plug for this team. She can just absolutely take the ball down the court. She works it harder than anyone else. And really, I don't want to make a pun here, but you can call her a workhorse here for the Mustangs. She really can do it all. Andy Foster, number 13, averaging 7.3 points per game and 5.1 rebounds per game. Just the young sophomore, but she led the day on Saturday against Valley Heights with 14 points for her team. That's just an absolutely incredible night she had. She had 8 points in that first half for the Lady Mustangs in that game against Valley Heights to get that third place win in the TVL tournament. Bell Smith, number 25, the 5'6" junior. She's averaging 8 points per game, 4.2 rebounds per game. And the 5'10" senior, Katie Johnson, number 15, who has over 15 blocks in a year, averaging 7.4 points per game and 6.8 rebounds per game. I also just had the All-TVL announcements come out. All-TVL teams, I should mention. Or TVL tournament teams, just specifically here. Just teams that are, or players that are given credit and a little bit of a award there for their efforts at the TVL tournament. Here, just in the girls' side of things, from Dawson West, Brenna Eady, she was credited to the second team. And then Katie Johnson, she was also on the second team. No one there for the actual girls, and then we'll have a couple boys to talk about later on in the night. We'll be back in 2 minutes after the playing of the national anthem. Up next, the Eagles and the Mustangs.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. a 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
4 quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action on the way as the Eagles here win the tip-off with Maggie Stroppen, who's underneath the basket right now for the Eagles, but it's going to be taken away underneath, rebounded by Foster. Here now is the Mustangs on their first possession with Courtney Johnson. Now to the far side, we back to Foster. Foster has 14 points in that performance against Valley Heights on Saturday in that third-place match victory. Here, Edie, back out to Bell Smith to Foster. Foster driving on the wing, passing behind her to Courtney Johnson. Courtney Johnson, she was a three machine over the TVL tournament stretch. Bell Smith with it, far side wing to drive inside, and she's fouled. Ball here will stay with the Mustangs. With it, number 15, Katie Johnson, the 5'10 senior, goes over the top to Foster. Foster back to Johnson, and that's going to be the first turnover here on the game against the Donovan West Mustangs. It is now the Axe Eagles taking it down the court. Natalie Stroppen to Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler, left-hand dribbling, stopping on the left pivot foot. Now fires right to Kostel. Kostel nearly losing it, but keeps it from going half-court to avoid that violation. Now to Natalie Strothman, spinning around the top of the nail, looking left, firing that way to Detweiler. Detweiler holding it the right of the hip, now goes to the right on the pass. Inside, driving in the paint, Kostel, and the ball will go out of bounds and will stay with the Axel Eagles. Still so far, 0-0 game, 6:48 to go in the opening quarter. We actually do have a shot clock here at Donovan West Courts, down here at Highland, so team that should be quite used to it. After coming from that TVL tournament, as well as just having it here at home. 6:47 on the main clock. Still 0-0. Turnover here. Back to the Axel Eagles. Excuse me, to the Mustangs. First turnover here by the Eagles, and now it will be returned back over to them underneath a steal by Caitlin Detweiler. Her first steal of the game for the freshman. Outside pass to the wing, inside, Strothen kicks out of the corner, deep three-point shot to Detweiler, and she misses, but it will be rebounded by Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp now with it, dribbling upright, now to the top of the wing, pass to Detweiler, Detweiler up to the top of the perimeter. Inside, Strothen in the lane. She flashes out as she passes to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp riding off the right side of the lane, a good shot inside. She's got a rebound and two in this game, and that puts up the first points on the board. The Eagles up 2-0, 5:56 left to go in this opening quarter. Foster dribbling with her left. Inside pass to Katie Johnson. Johnson working in Strothen, and she ties this game up. 2-2, 5:42 here in the opening quarter. Near side wing, Natalie Strothen. Eagles in the blue top and blue bottoms with the red stripes and white numbering. Rebound again by Foster here for the Mustangs. That's her second rebound of the game. Driving inside, Edie, and they're going to get Edie on a travel. Mustangs with three turnovers here in this first quarter. Eagles with one. Both teams still tied at 2-2, just 2 minutes and 48 seconds, 38 seconds into this first quarter. Ava Brockschman here, substituting in early for the Eagles, in for number 21, Andre Kostel. For the 5'10 freshman, who averages 6 points a game and 3 rebounds a game, steps in for the Eagles. Nelly Stroppin with it for the Eagles, passing it outside. A drive in, Hazenkamp trying to go for that jump stop, but loses the ball, and it will be stolen by Wettstein from the Donovan West Mustangs. Mustangs with it, back to Wettstein. Wettstein shooting with the right hand, trying to get that three-point shot in, could not. Rebound by Maggie Stroppin, her first of the game. She averages 10 a game. 27 on the shot clock, 4:48 on the main, 2-2. Inside drive by Natalie Stroppin for the Eagles. Corner shot, could not get it to go in, and it's going to be another rebound here by Brenna Eady. Mustangs with it, just going off for the board, and it's going to be a rebound by Caitlin Zettweiler. Her first of the game, she's got a board and a steal. 4:30 left to go in this first quarter, 2-2. Caitlin Zettweiler, left-hand dribbling, crossing to the right. She's got a string by Maggie Stroppin, up to the wing, left side pass, up on the nail. Eagles up top, Hazenkamp. Looking right, passes right. Brockschman, pump fake, and travels. Eagles now here at 3 turnovers on the game. The Mustangs with 3 as well. Last 2 have been committed by Axtell. We're nearly halfway into this first quarter. It is still just a 2-2 game here. Both teams just not able to get those shots to roll in. We'll see who opens the steal off the rim here. We're just 4:06 left to go in this first quarter. Kicking out, far side wing, Wettstein, another three-point shot, that time off the rim as well. And now it's fought for in the bottom corner. It is rebounded. And then it is three-pointed here by Courtney Johnson. So the rebound by Brooklyn Rawls for the Mustangs. And then Courtney Johnson opens up the seal off the rim to take this lead here for the Mustangs. First lead change of the game here. And now the Eagles will turn the ball over for 3 consecutive turnovers down the court. And the Mustangs are now here on a roll. Courtney Johnson, I mentioned just how great she was during the CBL tournament in her shooting performance. She had 2 threes in that game on Thursday. Big game against Central, unfortunately not getting a win with it, but she did have 3 threes in that performance. Turnover here. Hazenkamp gets the steal for the Eagles. That is the Mustangs' 4th turnover on this game. Underneath, Strassman takes the shot, rebounded by Brooklyn Rawls. She's down the court with it to Wettstein. Wettstein in the wing. She's taken back-to-back three-pointers from. She's missed twice, though. This time, she spins around and passes right to Belle Smith. Belle Smith, who had a great game on Saturday as well, as she would finish with an outstanding performance. She had 7 points just that first half. And here she has her first 2. Short corner drive. Nice little finesse off the right hand. Up by 5 now is the Mustangs. They have scored the last 7 straight, up 7-2. 2:43 to go in this first quarter. And now the Eagles will keep it here. Looks like they're going to say the last one to touch it was the Mustang before the ball went out of bounds. Natalie Stroffman substitutes back in here for the Axtell Eagles as Audrey Costels takes back out to the bench. Caitlin Detweiler here to throw it in. Detweiler holding on, looking to the corner, now looking to her left to the baseline, now back over the top as Nelly Stroffman comes out of the corner. Drives up to the top, give and go behind. Ava Brockschman, 3-point shot, that one just straight off the rim, and that's going to be a turnover here, the 5th one of the game against the Eagles, as the ball just goes right on out of bounds. Donovan West takes over with Courtney Johnson throwing it inbounds to Brenna Eady. Eady crossing it, looking right and passing. Now to Belle Smith. Belle Smith losing the ball at half court. She's going to recontrol it here. Driving back up to the top. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Brenna Eady crossing again, looking left to Courtney Johnson. Johnson looking low, driving to the short corner. Throws it up in the air. And that one looks like it's going to be a foul caught against the Mustangs. They're going to call that one against Brooklyn Rawls, the 5'7" senior. That is her first foul of the game, and both teams here with a foul apiece. Timeout taken. We're back in 30 seconds. It's 7-2, 2:05 left to go in this first quarter. The Dauphin West Mustangs lead.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care, thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
Kansaland Radio.
Both teams only committing one foul in this first quarter here, so it's been a pretty clean game up to this point. Low scoring as well, as it's just 7-2-2, which is under 2 minutes left here to go. Eagles, they trail, but they trail by less, as Sally Strothman had a nice transition, breaking that full court press, scores in here for the Eagles. It's now just 7-4, and down by three, the Mustangs have the ball, nearly turning it over. Johnson just overthrowing Edie on the left side wing here. Bell Smith back down to Katie Johnson, and Katie Johnson gets the ball stolen from her by Maggie Strothman. That is the fifth turnover against the Mustangs. 1:25 to go in the first quarter, 7-4, trailing by three. Eagles with the ball in the corner. With it, Detweiler looking over the top, pumps it. This time she releases, and Maggie Strothman has it and goes off the back of the board. And it is rebounded by Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson gets past the ball. A little surprised about it, but she's able to get it just underneath of her and pass it back out. Back up to Edie. To the right, inside to Brooklyn Rawls, and the ball is knocked out of play. It will stay here with the Mustangs as the ball rolls on here on stage. Rawls has to go and retrieve it and add it back here to the referee, and Rawls will actually also step to the bench. Looks like Wettstein will come back in the game here for the Johnson West Mustangs. The 5'6" junior is averaging 5.1 points per game. She drives inside. She has to kick it out. And they're going to get a foul here. Looks like against the Eagles. Just confirming what this is. The far side official who called this. 19 seconds on the shot clock. 52.3 seconds on the main here. Mustangs on the throw-in. It looks like there's not going to be a foul. It's just a stoppage of play of some sort. And there now they reset. So there's 9 seconds on the shot clock. Now there's just seven. Mustangs with it. They're up by three. Brenna Edie driving inside with 2 seconds left on it to go. Misses the layup, and Maggie Strothman gets the board. Now she was already just in the paint. Here, Avery Bussing, who's now in the game for the Eagles, up to Brockschman. Brockschman, jump shot from the top of the post, and they're going to foul her, and she'll go up and shoot two for the Eagles. Eagles, just down by three, 7-4, 24.8 seconds left to go in this first quarter. First time we've seen some free throw action here, as it is Avery Brockschman who goes up to the line to shoot two. And the freshman makes the first one. Hits it off the left side of the rim. It had to bounce twice, but then it finally hopped inside. And the second one just goes right on through. David Brockschman, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. The Eagles have now managed to score 4 straight. They've managed to get a layup from Strothman and a 2-for-2 performance from Ava Brockschman. Make it a 1-point game, 7-6 with 12 seconds to go in this first quarter. With the lead and the ball. The Mustangs, Katie Johnson blocked from the very top, but retrieving it, Courtney Johnson, and she's able to go in for two. Kudos there to Courtney Johnson before the end of this first quarter. She retrieved the block, and she was able to finish through the rim. It's 9-6. The Donovan West Mustangs lead. That is the end of the first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. Stay locked in, 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
9-6 here. Mustangs with the lead by 3 to start the second quarter. It's the number 6th ranked team in the 2A classification, the Lady Mustangs. Here, near side pass to Courtney Johnson up at the top. She passes to the top of the perimeter to Andy Foster. Foster driving inside, kicks it back behind her. Bell Smith finishing at the top of the post, but she releases. And she goes in for the first 2 points this quarter here for the Mustangs. Mustangs now here scoring 4 straight, 11-6. They had the points just to end the first quarter, and here they have the starting points in the second. Jumping inside, Costle at the top of the free throw line. She misses, and Bell Smith comes up with the rebound for her first of the night for the Mustangs. They lead 11-6. They have the possession, and they're going to get a double dribble up against Bell Smith. That is the 6th turnover against Donovan and West. They turn the ball over. The Eagles will work with the ball here with 7:05 left to go here in the second quarter. Down by 5. Allie Strothman, the junior, throws it in. Gives it to Caitlin Zettweiler. Zettweiler passing half court. Passes it left as Kossel comes up to the top of the wing. Now up to the free throw line. Down deep to Strothman. 3-point shot. Unloaded by Detweiler. She misses underneath. Rebound by Natalie Strothman to reset things. And now Kossel has it on the wing. Drilling up to the top of the nail. Now passes it right. 26 on the shot clock as it just reset. Second chance opportunity here for the Eagles to get some points. Hazenkamp throws it up in the air from the top of the free throw line. It just goes off the rim. Natalie Strothman with another rebound. She has 2 offensive rebounds back to back. That time she puts it in herself to put these Eagles down just by 3, 11-8, 6:19 to go in the second quarter. Foster for the Mustangs, trying to get it behind her. Strothman nearly takes it away. And the ball will just get thrown up in the air, and a rebound will be taken here by the Eagles. Looks like there's going to be a foul on the court called against number 4. Reagan Hazenkamp, her first foul of the game, first foul of the quarter here against the Eagles. Both teams, again, that was a very clean first quarter. The Eagles just came out of that quarter with, I believe, 2 fouls. Dolphin West with just 1. So no one really is struggling here with the foul troubles. Katie Johnson here on the throw-in. And she loses the ball the first time. This time she's going to try to throw it in cleanly, and the ball gets knocked right back out of bounds, and now someone's going to have to go chase it. Shout out to the officer of Highland here in the back. He's gotten 2 balls and thrown them back. 11-8 here. Mustangs with the lead still on the throw-in. Johnson Foster, left-hand layup, couldn't get it to finish. Rebound by Edie, and Edie goes in with 2. Nice pick-up and shot there from Brenna Edie at the elbow. 13-8. 5-point lead here now for the Mustangs. Eagles with possession with 5:43 on the main clock to the first half. Strothman to Detweiler to Kossel. Kossel holding it up high, cooking a few times, going down to Strothman. She misses the shot. It's rebounded by Kossel. And then it's back up to the very top to Bussing. Bussing nearly sinks the 3. It's rebounded again by Kossel, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be against the Eagles. Another opportunity for the Eagles to go down the court where they had back-to-back offensive rebounds, but fortunately for the Eagles that time, just couldn't come away with points. Northwest Mustangs fortunate enough to get out of there unscathed. Here, near side wing, as the Mustangs have the control of it, up by 5. Katie Johnson on the low block, passes it out, now driving to the low block. Foster throws it up for the layup, and Maggie Strothman makes the rebound for the Eagles. She's now got 3 on the game. First here of the quarter 4, as we're 3 minutes down and 5 minutes left to go this first half. Eagles still down by 5. Avery Bussing looking over the top. Now she goes left up top to Brockstrom, back to Bussing, to Detweiler, over the top now, underneath to Natalie Strumpen, and gets taken away by Andy Foster for her first steal of the game. Left-hand drilling from Courtney Johnson. She goes left to Wettstein. Wettstein over the inside the elbow, and the ball is lost. And it will be taken away by Ava Brockstrom for her first steal of the game. Two turnovers here in the second quarter from the Mustangs. Right-hand dribbling. Screen set by Maggie Strumpen. It's up for the Eagles. Detweiler had it. Passes it right to Brockstrom. Short corner shot by Bussing. She misses, and it will be picked up underneath by Katie Johnson for her second rebound of the game. Foster. Right-hand driving on the baseline. Kicks out. Wettstein, her third three of the game, off the rim again. And Strumpen boards it. She's right just inside the paint. Natalie holding it off the pivot. Now Brockstrom driving on the short corner. Nearly loses the ball. Might just get a jump ball. Here's the ball just rolling all over on the ground. And now they're going to get a foul. Brennan Edu looked like the last one to maybe pick it up, and they're going to call that one against the Eagles. That is their second foul this quarter. It is the first foul of the game. I'm not sure who exactly they deemed that on there for the Eagles. No, they're going to call it against Avery Bussing. Just getting that updated there. Now Brenna Edie with it. Kicks it out. Three-point shot on the way from Courtney Johnson. Just misses. Belle Smith gets the rebound, and she is hit from behind. Smacked on the back of her right hand, and she knows immediately where she needs to go. Not even a hesitation. Just pure instinct. Oh, I got hit. Well, I know where I'm going. Great move there by Belle Smith to get the ball back. Detweiler just picked up her first foul of the game for the Eagles. Eagles, who only had one foul in that first quarter, have three already in the second. Mustangs have yet to get their first. Belle Smith on the free throw line nails the first, misses the second one, and this missed shot gets rebounded by Hazenkamp. It's down the court. Good transition here. Brockstrom underneath. Pass up from Natalie Strumpen, and Brockstrom will be fouled, and she will go up and shoot two from the line with 3:17 to go in this first half. It was 9-6 coming out of the first quarter. Mustangs have been able to score 5 cents. The Eagles now just three as Brockstrom hits her first from the line. Avery Brockstrom, the only one here for the Eagles, just the 5'10 freshman that get up to that free throw line here so far, and from the charity line, she is perfect. She is 4-for-4 here for the Eagles. Edie, up top, she passes behind Courtney Johnson inside the lane at the top of the free throw line. Underneath Courtney Johnson, it gets blocked by Maggie Strothman, and now the ball will go back here to the Eagles. Natalie, over the top to Maggie. Maggie turning around out to Ava Brockstrom. Jump shot from the short corner, just short of the net, and Foster will make her three or three rebound of the game. Down the court quickly to Smith, up back to, oh, that's going to go to me. There on the pass, just for, just help everyone know where I'm at. When you're broadcasting down here at Highland, they give you the great view of being on the stage. It's an incredible spot, but not the best for when you're trying to dodge missed air balls as there Jonathan West turns the ball over. Hazenkamp underneath, goes up with it, and goes in for two. It's now just a two-point game. The Eagles slowly getting back in this one as they get another turnover here against the Mustangs. Natalie Strumpen, her first steal of the game. Mustangs with 9 turnovers and 4 in this quarter alone. They are only up by 2, 14-12. Maggie Strumpen going up for 2. And now the Eagles have bounced right back. From being down 14-8, they've managed to score 6 straight to tie it at 14-all with 1:59 left to go in the first half. 30-second timeout taken. We're back in 30. 14-14. Just 2 minutes left to go here on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it was 9-6 coming out of that first quarter. Mustangs were able to jump ahead 14-8, but now the Eagles have responded with six straight. Hazen Camp, Maggie Stroppen, and Allie Stroppen all there to help get on the board to get this team back into order, as the Eagles have managed to score 8 points here in the second quarter. Over the top, Katie Johnson, and an assist from Belle Smith. Katie Johnson goes in for her fourth point tonight to keep that lead here for the Mustangs. We've only seen one lead change here tonight. Three-point shot here for the Eagles. Brockstrom could not get it to fall in. Smith makes the rebound. She just got the assist. She goes down the court quickly with it. Could not go inside. Caitlin Detweiler picks up the rebound for her second of the day. 1:18 to go in the second quarter. Down by 2, 16-14 is the Eagles. They control the ball. Natalie Stroppen on the wing over the top inside to Maggie Stroppen. And the ball will get knocked out of bounds and will stay with the Eagles. 1:09 left to go now in this first half, as it's still a 2-point lead here for the Eagles. Andy Foster gets substituted back in here for the Mustangs, as Belle Smith will take to the bench. Detweiler underneath, goes over yonder, trying to get to Stroppen, and it will be turned over, and Foster will get her second steal of the game. Now to Edie. Edie firing left to Courtney Johnson. 56 seconds now left of the half. Mustangs still at the 2-point lead. Courtney Johnson, short corner shot, crashing the board is Foster, but there's going to be a jump ball. And the possession will go to the Eagles. So that is the 10th turnover of the half here against Donovan West. 7 turnovers against the Eagles, but it's the Mustangs who still lead by 2. Full court press here. It's a lot of pressure, and that's going to force a timeout here by head coach Perry Smith, as Detweiler was trapped in the corner with not much time left to get past half court. We're going to get a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA. Mustangs still up by 2, 16-14 with 41.8 seconds left to go in the first half.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here back with it on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a travel here on the floor against Ava Brockstrom of the Eagles, and that will be the 8th turnover for him in this half. It will now go back to the Mustangs, as they are ahead just by 2, 16-14 with 26.1 seconds left to go of the first half. Edie, given going behind her, a screen set up at the top, and now it's to Westside, and Westside gets fouled as she attacks right in front of the basket. And through the defenders, she gets harmed, and she'll go up to shoot two from the charity line. That is the fourth foul of the half here, or of the quarter, I should say, fifth foul of the half for the Mustangs, or the Eagles. Is the second foul of the game against Natalie Stroppen, the 5'8 junior for the Eagles, who's got 4 points, 2 boards, and a point here, and a steal here for the Eagles. With it is Westside at the free throw line. She makes the first, and she sinks the second. That one just rolls right on through. The Mustangs are 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and the Eagles are 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And as Heisenkamp gets it here on, or Heisenkamp gets it here on the throw in, the coach Bradley Brockschman will have to call another timeout here for his team as they're down by 4, 18-14 with 12.2 seconds left to go. We're going to keep things here, 92.1 KMZA. Give a little bit of recap here up to this point. Again, it was just a 9-6 game. Dawson West led coming out of that first quarter. They went up 14-8. About the halfway point of the second quarter, and then the game got tied 14-14. But since then, the Eagles have, or excuse me, the Mustangs have advantage to score four straight. Emma Joe Wetstein with a 2-for-2 performance up at the free throw line. And also, you can't forget Katie Johnson, who is able to have that really good inside layup drive. But Bradley Brockschman has had to use two timeouts here as his team just struggling to handle that Perry Smith pressure. Heisenkamp applying the pressure over the top. Maggie Strothman gets it past half court, and there's going to be a foul called on the near side against the Eagles. So the Eagles not able to handle the pressure, and they will turn it over here for their ninth turnover of the game with just 0.6 seconds left to go of the quarter. So it's going to be a real quick throw in here before the end of the half. 18-14, Emma Jo Wetstein does get it off, but it goes off the backboard, and that will end our first half. The Dauphin West Mustangs lead up 18-14 over the Axtell Eagles. We'll be back in a couple of minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA, and we got a close game here at the half, just 18-14. The Dauphin West Mustangs, the sixth-ranked team in Class 2A, just lead up by 4, 18-14 over the Axtell Lady Eagles. And just a little bit of a recap again, Dauphin West, they led 9-6 coming out of that first quarter, and now they lead 18-14 coming into the halftime. But at one point, it was 14-8 in the second quarter before the Eagles went on to score six straight, tied up 14-all, and then the Mustangs being able to go on a four-point run there with the last just couple of minutes. So not a very high-scoring game. Shots just really not having to go in here. We've only seen one three-pointer from Courtney Johnson there in that first quarter, but that was pretty much it. Right now, on the rebounds, the Eagles out-rebound the Mustangs 13-11. Eagles right now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. All those shots from Ava Brockstrom For the Dumpton-West Mustangs, they are 3 of 4, as Smith has one of those, as she went 1 for 2 at the line. Edinger Westheim, she went 2 for 2. Eagles, they have 5 steals. The Mustangs, they have 3. The Eagles only have 9 total turnovers. In the Dumpton Mustangs, they have 10. Right now, the leading scores in this game for the Eagles, both actually 3 players with 4 points each. Natalie Stroppen with 4, Reagan Hazenkamp with 4, as well as Ava Brockschman with 4. Natalie Stroppen both with 2 rebounds, and Reagan Hazenkamp, the freshman, she's got 3 boards and a steal. As for the Dumpton West Mustangs, taking a little bit of the lead here with both 2 players with 5 points. Courtney Johnson, she's got 5 all from that first quarter with that 3-point shot. And then Belle Smith, she's got 5 so far. She had 3 points in the second quarter, again, when she went 1 for 2 at the free throw line. She also had 2 rebounds in that quarter as well. Andy Foster might not have no points here tonight, but she's got 2 steals and 3 rebounds. She's been the guard workhorse sophomore for the Mustangs, so we'll see how both these teams adjust in the second half. Really, the big keys here is for the Eagles just to take advantage of second-chance opportunities, as they have plenty of offensive rebounds. And, again, they are right now winning the rebounding battle 13-11. It's just about taking advantage of the second-chance opportunities. If you're the Dumpton West Mustangs, limit turnovers, force turnovers, and as well as continue to limit those second-chance opportunities. This has been our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the online island, TC.edu. It's 18-14. It's the Dumpton West Mustangs who have the lead up by 4. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes here, 92.1 KMZA, for second half basketball action here in women's TVL basketball.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back for Highland Halftime Show, again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Highland, not too far away here from, well, Highland, as we are here at Highland for the Johnson West Mustangs home court game against the Axtell Eagles. Here, second half coverage should continue on 92.1 at KMZA. We still got two quarters to go, 16 minutes altogether. Let's get ready for some basketball action here on our Country Classics, Country Hit Station. Again, Johnson West Mustangs just up by 4, 18-14. They scored 9 points apiece in the first quarter and the second. Eagles, they scored 6 points in the first quarter and 8 in the second. They scored all 8 of those points within the first about 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And they went on a big drought there near the very end where it was just pretty much turnovers and a couple of rebounds for them. We'll see how the Eagles bounce back here with head coach Bradley Brockschman in his third year. And we'll see how Perry Smith adjusts this team, as I'm sure he wants to have a more stellar performance from his girls coming out of this third quarter. And really, that's pretty much how most of the time I've seen this Mustang team. They come out and just have so much energy in the third quarter. And, you know, that's just something that really says a lot about a great head coach like Perry Smith that's already brought a title here to this school. Is just being what he can adjust that half. So we'll see what the adjustments here for the Mustangs, as now they start with the ball here to start the second half. Up by 4, 18-14. Katie Johnson with it, holding it. Low, now to the top of the perimeter. Left side pass to Bell Smith. Courtney Johnson, inside drive by Smith, and she's going to travel. Mustangs with the first turnover here of the third quarter. And now here the Eagles will take over. Trailing by 14, 7:37 left to go. You just tuned in. We're at the start of the third. Inside pass to Maggie Stropping. Kicked out to Kostel. Kostel back up top of the perimeter to Detweiler. Back to Kostel. Kostel left hand turning around. Back to Natalie Stropping. Nearly losing the ball. We'll see. This one gets picked up by. It was a steal on the ground by Courtney Johnson. Her first steal of the game down the court. Foster. And she will be fouled underneath the free throw line, underneath the basket, but she will head up to the free throw line. Andy Foster, who's got no points yet this game, but she's got 3 boards and 2 steals. See if she can get her first points here from the charity stripe. And she will. She'll get her first point. We'll see if she can get the plural points. And Foster will. She goes 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. The Mustangs on the game are shooting 5 of 6 as they also lead by 6, 20-14, 7 minutes left to go in the third. Eagles down the court, breaking the press, driving Detweiler. She gets the and one. You knew the Mustangs were going to apply that full court pressure in the second half, and they were going to do it to a high intensity, and then the Eagles were just going to find a way to respond, and well, that's the best way you can. Detweiler, who gets the layup and hits the and one. The Eagles are 5 from 5 from the free throw line. This is some of the best free throw shooting I've seen in a while from both teams. Edie down the court, misses her shot, rebounded by Detweiler. She's got the first rebound, points, and free throw here, all for the Eagles in this first half. Second half. Droppin takes the long two from the short corner, misses it. It goes out of bounds, and that will be a turnover against the Eagles. That is their 10th of the game. Eagles now only down by 3, though. 20-17. Mustangs with the ball, 6:30 left to go in the third quarter. Foster crossing right, dribbling inside the lane. Ball on the ground, stolen away. Might get a jump ball here. There's a lot of fighting underneath the basket, and that will be a jump ball. So Detweiler had it. She was just going left and right with the ball. Yeah, trying to keep it away from defenders. They call it a jump ball, but it will be the Eagles' ball. Natalie Stropman taking it down the court. Finds Maggie Stropin. Breaking that full court press now. just trying to now to get into an even offensive tempo. Hazenkamp. Two Maggies drop in, and Maggie gets fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. I'd hate to use the announcer's jinx here, so hopefully it doesn't come into effect, but Eagles so far shooting perfect 5 from 5 on the game as Maggie Strassen ends up the free throw line. And she will continue it at 6 for 6. Maggie Strassen with 3 points here on the day. Eagles 6 for 6 at the free throw line. Trying to drill us to a 1-point game. And she does. The announcer's curse is not real. Maggie Strassen going 2 for 2. Axel Eagles flawless from the line. And they make it a 1-point game, 20-19. And they get the rebound as Courtney Johnson could not go in with the ball. And Caitlin Detweiler picks it up. She's got the 2 rebounds, 2 and only rebounds here of this third quarter for Axel. With 5:44 left to go in the third quarter, Caitlin Detweiler nails the 3. Caitlin Detweiler, the 5'6 freshman, had no points in that first half, but she's got 2 boards and 6 points here already for the second lead change of the game, and the Eagles are up by 2, 22-20. Courtney Johnson quickly gets down the court and will try to go up to the free throw line and get some points here for Jonathan West. Jonathan West, who is also nearly shooting perfectly in this game. They are 6 of 7. Trying to tie this back up at 22, all with 5:28 to go in this third quarter. Courtney Johnson, she made her first one, and she makes the second. We are tied once again in this game. Here tied at 22-22. Courtney Johnson also gets her first points here of the half. Hazenkamp with it, trying to break that full court press. It is stolen by Smith. Smith underneath, layup put in by Katie Johnson. Smith, another steal and assist right afterwards, and then another steal. Brenna Eady with the ball, and it gets knocked out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Mustangs. Back-to-back turnovers here on the quarter for the Eagles. They now have 3 in the third. Jonathan West retaking that lead for the third lead change of the game. They're up 24-22 now with the ball. Less than 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Edie wide open for the 3-point shot off the back of the rim, and it goes right inside. Just had to turn on the screw gun, and that one nailed right on through. It's now a 4-point lead, 26-22, with 4:51 left to go this third quarter. We got a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA, the Mustangs lead.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Belle Smith gets her second steal of the game down the court now, and here it's the Edie, now stolen away by Natalie Strassen for her second steal of the game. Mussing with it, back to Strassen. Strassen crossing up at the top against Courtney Johnson. She's at the elbow now, a screen for the pick and roll at the top from Maggie. And now the Bussing. Bussing to Detweiler, give and go, right back to her, then going back to the pick and roll action, but unfortunately Maggie could not go in with it, and Katie rebounded. for the Mustangs. Jonathan West up by four, 26-22, with now just 4 minutes left to go this third quarter. We're halfway through it. Weststein driving inside the lane, looking around, and she is blocked, but it is regained by Katie Johnson. Now to Belle Smith. Is that half court? She dribbles to Edie. Edie crossing left, passes that way too to Weststein, giving going behind her back to Courtney Johnson. Now a handoff back here to Edie. Edie putting some moves on the court. She makes an eagle, lose their feet, but she misses the jumper. And there's going to be a foul by Courtney Johnson right after the rebound from Natalie Strassman for the Eagles. That is her first foul of the game. Ava Brockman will come in here for the Eagles and substitution in for Reagan Hazenkamp. Over the top inside, Bussing throws it down the court. She re-gets her own ball. Breaking the full court press. Now the Eagles work as they still trail away just by four. They've taken lead once in this quarter, trying to get closer to it. Rebound underneath by Ava Brockman. She gets the second chance opportunity. Couldn't go in with it. And then Maggie Strappen gets it for the second chance opportunity, and she could not go in. So again, another time in this game where we've seen two straight offensive rebounds for Axel that's not able to make it count. Courtney Johnson from on top of the perimeter. Now to Foster, to Weststein. That's her fourth three attempt of the day, but she misses yet again. Ball goes out of bounds, and that will be another turnover here against the Mustangs. They now have 12 on the game. Both teams have 12 even on turnovers. Natalie Strappen taking it down the court. Inside pass to Maggie Strappen, and Maggie Strappen is fouled at half court. I believe Belle Smith might have just ran into her. They're going to say Courtney Johnson got the foul. Mustangs now at four fouls here in this third quarter, the most fouls we've seen from a team today in a quarter. Strawford throwing inside to Detweiler. Detweiler, who's been absolutely incredible this quarter with 6 points. She takes a three-point shot. She misses. The ball kept inside by Maggie Strawford, but it will be stolen away by Brenna Edie for her second steal of the game. Edie down on the court. Now the ball up top to Courtney Johnson. Courtney Johnson dribbling left with it. To the baseline she goes, and she is fouled for the third foul against the Eagles in this quarter. With 2:24 left to go in the third, Eagles still trail by four, 26-22. First foul of the game against Ava Brockman, the 5'10 freshman by the Eagles. Underneath on the throw-in, Katie Johnson throws it in over yonder to Andy Foster, and she's fouled, and she will go up and shoot two from the free throw line. That's where she got her first 2 points in this game. It came from this third quarter. She went two from the line. We'll see what she can do with this one. Mustangs so far on this game nearly perfect from the line. They've only missed one out of eight total free throw shots. Now they've missed two. Andy Foster, this is her first one from the line, and she is now a 2 of 3 shooter from the line in this game. And now 2 of 4 as she misses back-to-back. First time we've seen anyone miss back-to-back shots, or any team has missed back-to-back shots from the free throw line. Steal by Foster, though. Making up for it, getting that ball right back for her team. And then canning a three-point shot is number three, Courtney Johnson. She's now got 5 points in this quarter. And now the Mustangs are finally getting back on a roll as they are up by 7, 29-22 with 1:56 to go in the third. Kostel to the top of the perimeter. Detweiler tries the three. That one's short of the rim, off to the right side. Edie makes the board for her third of the game, and she crashed it. Another three-pointer on the way. In and out of the basket it goes. And rebounded by Strothman for the Eagles. Natalie Strothman, who also has the ball. 1:33 to go. Natalie driving inside. Still in the third quarter here. Trailing by 7. Eagles at the top of the free throw line. Dribbling inside. Losing the ball. Another turnover. Belle Smith, her third steal of the game. 14 turnovers now against the Eagles. Foster inside, taking a jumper from in front of the basket. And that one takes a couple of rickets around, but it finally goes right on through, and Foster now has 4 points on this game, and now it's the largest lead for the Mustangs, as they are up by 9. Long three-pointer here by Detweiler. Gets missed again. Smith boards it. He's now got 3 steals, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 5 points on this game. All for Bell Smith. 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Ball gets stolen by Natalie Stroffman for her 3rd steal of the game. 13th turnover against the Mustangs. 36 seconds left to go in this third quarter on the low elbow, and that's going to be a foul underneath the basket. But it is now double bonus as both teams are here at 4 fouls, but the 5th foul just now getting collected by the Mustangs with 33.5 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Maggie Stroffman up and in, and the Axel Eagles have still yet to miss a shot for the free throw line. They are 8 of 8. Maggie Stroffman 3 for 3. So far, both these teams, they have taken 18 total free throw shots, and only 3 have been missed so far in this game. Absolutely incredible shooting tonight, as the Eagles have still yet to miss from the line. Maggie Stroffman goes 2 for 2. She is 4 for 4 in this second half. She's got 6 points on the game. It's a 7-point lead now just for the Mustangs. 31-34 underneath. Foul. That's going to send a Mustang up to the line. That's going to be Brooklyn Rawls, who will head up to the free throw line for her first time tonight. She averages 2.5 points per game, 2.4 rebounds per game. She has 2 rebounds from that first quarter. And here she gets on the board with her first points from the free throw line. Mustangs tonight have 7 players who have been able to get on the board. As for the Eagles, they have only had 5. And Rawls goes 1 for 2. She makes her first and misses the second. It's an 8-point lead, 32-24 for the Northwest Mustangs. Eagles with the ball. Detweiler to Maggie Stroffman. Maggie Stroffman fighting it through defenders. And now ripped away by Detweiler inside the own perimeter of the Eagles as they're struggling to get it down the court side here. They're going to call a foul here against Donovan West. Again, it's a double bonus, so it will send the Eagles back up the free throw line. Eagles could get some easy points here before this quarter end from the charity marker. Kaitlyn Detweiler steps up to it this quarter in this game. She's 1 for 1. This quarter alone, she's got 6 points and two rebounds. Eagles so far in this game, 9 for 9. And they are 10 for 10. Absolutely incredible. What a stellar performance from Bradley Brockman's team from the free throw line. Especially from all the freshmen, too. The freshmen have yet to miss, and they still have not missed. The freshmen, well, they're looking fresh from the line. Brockman has 4 for 4. Shaggy Stroffman, she's 4 for 4. And Kaitlyn Detweiler, she's 3 for 3. Incredible shooting performance from the charity line. And it looks like the Mustangs will turn it right back over here for their 14th turnover of the game. It's just a 6-point lead for them, 32-26. The Eagles, they only trail behind by 6. Taking it down the court with just 5 seconds left to go in this quarter. Foul will get called against the Eagles right before this quarter's end. That will send Donovan West up to the free throw line here. It'll send Brenna Eady, the 5'3" senior, up to the line. Tonight, she's got 2 steals, 3 boards, and 2 points. She had such an outstanding performance during the TVL tournament. And right now, the referees, they are still discussing that foul. And they are actually going to take away the free throw opportunity. They're just going to say the Mustangs are just going to throw it in here with 3.4 seconds left to go. They're up by 6. It's enough for West Mustangs. 32-26. 0 seconds left on the shot clock. Or excuse me, on the main of this quarter. And it gets blocked at the very end by Kaitlyn Detweiler. That will finalize the third quarter. 32-26. Enough for West Mustangs. still have the lead, but they've extended it by two here since half. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 2.1 KMZA, Dr. West 32, the Eagles 26.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we're here for your whole family. From prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome here back for what could be the fourth and final quarter here, at least the final quarter of regulation. Mountain West, they lead 32-26. They have the possession here to start this quarter, and there will be a foul to begin against the Eagles. Brenna Eady fouled as she was driving inside, but they're going to get it before she went up for the shots. So it'll be Courtney Johnson here to throw it in. They're going to call that against number two, Natalie Strothman. That is actually Natalie Strothman's fifth foul of the game, and now she will actually foul out. The only player here on the Eagles with more than two fouls coming into this quarter and just started. Well, she fouls out, and that's a really good look there by Coach Perry Smith just to have that heads up to go, all right, that's one of their best players on their team. Attack them early on and get them out of this game. They're the all-league and all-state returner here for the Eagles, and now she has to sit to the bench. And Foster here, she goes in for two to start this quarter for the Mustangs. 34-26, 8-point lead here for Jonathan West. Detweiler takes a three, and it just goes off the rim. Brockschman makes the rebound, and they're going to get a foul on the ground against Jonathan West. So the Eagles will have another opportunity here to throw it in and get a shot up. 7:22 left to go in this fourth quarter. It's 34-26. Both teams with a foul in this quarter each. Three fouls now against Courtney Johnson of the Dump West Mustangs. If you're the actual Eagles, well, if your best player just got fouled out, your goal here is to try to foul out their best player. Maggie Strothman, she's fouled underneath the free throw, or underneath the basket and led up to the free throw line. Maggie Strothman, who's made here seven rebounds on this game and 6 points. Again, the Eagles on this game so far are shooting a perfect 11 of 11. They have yet to miss. And they have still yet to miss. 12 of 12. 34-27. 7-point lead here. Trying to get cut just down to six. Maggie Strothman, who so far is 5 for 5 on this game. She's got 7 total points as she looks for her 8th, and that is finally the first free throw shot missed by the Eagles, and it is rebounded underneath by Courtney Johnson. She drives inside, and she goes in quickly for 2. No hesitation there by the 5'6" sophomore, and she's got 12 points on this game. Breaking the full court press, finding Brockschman down low, jump shot from the low block, and they're going to get a foul on the ground. Looks like they're going to call it against Donovan West, and it will be on the shot. And up to the line is Ava Brockschman, who is also yet to miss, and as I say that, she misses. So the Eagles, they made a total of 12 straight free throw shots, and now they have missed 2 straight. So they made 12 straight, and now here they missed 2. Back to back. And now that quickly comes to an end as Ava Brockschman goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. It's now back to this 8-point game, 36-28. Drive inside by Bell Smith. She makes her own rebound. She kicks it out to Edie. Edie inside, posting up. Maggie Stroppin rips the ball away off of a block. And now it's Detweiler trapped with it. Not much more time to get it across the court, but they find Bussing underneath. She just throws it up in the air for the layup. She gets it to go in. What an incredible move. 36-30. Eagles still down by 6, now down by 8 as Bell Smith quickly responds. And now teams are finally playing at a high tempo, just running back and forth down the floor as we still got 6 minutes left to go this fourth quarter. 38-30, Eagles shell down by 8 with the ball, pushing over the top, losing the ball. Recollects underneath, ball stolen away by Courtney Johnson, her second steal of the game. 15th turnover by the Eagles. Crossing, driving on the baseline to the short corner. She dribbles up to the top of the wing. Now the Bell Smith. Edie screens and goes left. Inside for the backdoor cut and release. Courtney Johnson was there, but the ball gets knocked out of bounds. But that's because Courtney Johnson was fouled by Maggie Strothman. Just the second foul of this quarter here against the Eagles. Two fouls against the Mustangs and 3 fouls against the Eagles. As the first foul against Maggie Strothman. It's really unfortunate. The Eagles really haven't fouled all that much today. But Natalie Strothman, again, she fouled out to start this fourth quarter. She was the only one who had more than 2 fouls for the Eagles coming into this quarter. And she fouled out at the get-go. Foster with it. To Wettstein. Wettstein attacking the basket, and she could not go in with it. Hazenkamp crashes the board and collects. And then head coach Bradley Brockschman will have to call a timeout as the team trails by 8, 38-30 with 5:12 left to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crennan Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. 5:12 left to go this fourth quarter. Mustangs up 38-30 against the Eagles. Eagles have the ball. Detweiler inside pass to Maggie Strothman off the backboard. Rebound by Bussing. Back to Strothman. Strothman gets another rebound offensively. It's reset back up to Avery Bussing. Maggie Strothman gets it again, and she's fouled. Maggie Strothman, 3 straight offensive rebounds for her. Incredible. She is just on fire from the paint. I mean, she just sits just a foot under the basket every time, and teams just allow her to corral every single ball underneath. She's a 5'10 freshman. Here she misses another free throw shot. On the game so far, Maggie Strothman with just 7 points from the free throw line. She is 5 of 7. Trying to look to get this one in. She goes 6 of 8, and she will be. She goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line here. Her first 2 times up, she went 2 for 2. Last 2 times now, she went 1 for 2. Draws this to a 7-point game for the Eagles. Mustangs still ahead with 4:43 left to go. Smith on the drive. Rebound underneath by Courtney Johnson, and She will be fouled by the Eagles. And we'll get reset underneath the basket here. Courtney Johnson, to McKinney Johnson, will throw in for the West. Fourth foul this game here against Caitlin Detweiler for the Eagles, and she's picked up, I believe, two fouls here in this quarter as well. So the Eagles having some of their best players here just really take all the fouls for them, and that's just something you really don't want to see here, especially as this game gets to a close end. Detweiler gets the board for the Eagles, so she stays in it here. The Eagles just trailing by 7, 4:22 to go in this fourth quarter. Detweiler driving inside. The ball spins off the seam of the rim, and it's going to go out of bounds. There'll be a turnover against the Eagles. They now have 16 on the game. Donovan West only with 14. 38-31. Mustangs with the lead. 4:16 to go in the fourth. Courtney Johnson with it, driving left-handed. She's got three fouls here in this fourth quarter as well. On the game. She's only picked up one here in this fourth. John Edie with it. Driving and finishing. Brenna Edie down Broadway. And she finishes for two. Now a 9-point game, 40-31. Donovan West still with the lead, nearly getting a steal. And they will get the turnover. It will still here stay with, or excuse me, it will change and it will go to Donovan West. Back-to-back turnovers here for Axel. Their first turnover is here in this quarter. 40-31 still. Courtney Johnson, the sophomore, throws it to the senior, Brenna Edie. Right-hand dribbling, Edie on this game. 2 steals, 3 boards, and 4 points. Foster, Wetstein, handing it off behind her back to Edie. Edie to Katie Johnson! And Katie Johnson now with 8 points and 3 rebounds on the game. Having an absolutely incredible night. 42-31. Now the biggest lead here for Donovan West as they are up by 11. 2 straight offensive rebounds here. One by Maggie Stroppen, the other by Hazenkamp. But unfortunately not able to get it in as Donovan West makes the final defensive rebound from Courtney Johnson. 3-point shot by Edie, in and out off the side of the rim. And Detweiler crashes the board to get it. Bussing, going to a right, to Kostel. Kostel on the short corner, has to kick out, up to the top left of the wing. 2:37 left to go in this fourth quarter. Back on the corner. Inside to Hazenkamp, and she misses, and then a rebound by Courtney Johnson. She's now got 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and 12 points here, all in this game for the Donovan West Mustangs. As they're up 42-31 with the possession with 2:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. This second half has been the best year for Donovan West tonight, especially this fourth quarter more so specifically, as they have scored 10 here in this fourth, and they've only allowed the Eagles to score 5. Wetstein, Foster, driving on the baseline. Ball going out of bounds. Southwest, they outscored the Eagles in the third quarter 14-12. They outscored them the first 9-6. They outscored them in the second 9-8. Southwest, they have won every single quarter so far. It has been a slow start in every single one of them, but it's been an excellent finish. Foster driving inside, and as the shot clock hits 0, it bounces off the back of the rim, and it will be Avery Bussing who rebounds it for the Eagles as they still trail by 11 with 1:46 left to go in this fourth quarter. Detweiler driving, throwing up in the air off the left hand for the layup and couldn't get it to go in. Foster gets her 4th rebound of the game. She's got 3 steals, 6 points. Shot clock at 26. Have the chance to get that lower here for the Mustangs. They'll look to try to hold it as long as possible before they have to get a shot up. Again, they lead 42-31 with 1:20 left to go in this fourth quarter. Donovan West looking to improve to 10-2 on the season. The Eagles looking to fall to 6-7. And then a drive by Bell Smith. Bell Smith, that is now on the game, her 9th point. 9 points, 3 steals, 2 assists, 4 boards. for the 5'6 junior. Hazekamp, jump shot in front of the basket. 5 foot from, she gets it to go in. Back to an 11-point game with 52 seconds left to go. Foster with it. Left hand, crosses inside, gets fouled. And now you're going to have to start fouling here if you're the Axel Eagles. As again, you trail by 11, 44 to 33 here. Again, the Eagles, this Eagles team, they have competed against some great opponents. I forgot to mention, but they played a ranked fourth team in Class 1A Division 1 state, Clifton Clyde team, losing only just by two, 46 to 44. That game, Sevi Wershey hit the game-tying three-point shot and the game-winning layup shot when the Eagles just couldn't respond. So this Eagles team, they have played some big-time opponents. They just have not been able to close away the games. And this fourth quarter, when you look back on it, the main factor here as well, Natalie Stropton hasn't been on the court for the entire quarter. She fouled out in the first 30 seconds. The all-league returner, the only all-league returning returner back to this team. Maggie Stropton with it, kicking out to the corner. Three-point shot attempted and missed by Blissing. It's now reset back up and thrown inside to Maggie Stropton as the ball goes out of bounds, and that will be the 18th throw of the game by Axel Eagles. They trail by 11, 44-33. The shot clock turns off as there's only 18.8 seconds left on the main. Jonathan West have the ball. Just trying to look to get it in here and try to close out this game by holding it out. They get it into Foster. Foster will go down the sideline and get fouled with 16.8 seconds left in the quarter. Perry Smith, again, team who only won 13 games last season and only won 6 games in league play, looking to improve to 10-2 on this season and 4-0 in CDL play, joining just one of the several teams right now that are still undefeated in CDL play in the girls' standings. Foster up at the free throw line, misses her first shot here, looking to try to make her second. Foster, she's got 6 points here in this second half for Jonathan West, and she goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Again, Hanover, they're 4-0 in league still. Centralia, they're 3-0, and Jonathan West, they're 3-0. They are the only three teams that are still undefeated in TVL play, but as soon once you start having those teams play each other, you might see a little difference there. And now, as Maggie Stropton gets the last shot of the game, it is not made, and that will be the end. Losing by 12, 45-33. The Northern West Mustangs take the victory and escape the upset from the Axel Eagles. We'll be back in a couple minutes here for our post-game show, as well as our player of the game. Stay locked in to 90.1 KAVZA. Again, the Mustangs winning 55-33 over the Eagles.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Final time here of the girls' game recap and post-game show. Again, brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with BankWithFarmers.com. Our players bake on in this game again, winning 45-33 is the Dauphin West Mustangs, the ranked number 16 of Class 2A. Those rankings just coming out today from KBCA is another, and also again, our player of the game for this one, Courtney Johnson, number 3, the 5'6" sophomore. She finished tonight with 2 3-point shots, the only threes by the Mustangs, 12 total points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. She had a big second half, where she had 7 points in it. She also went 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And talking about the free throw line, both these teams combined went 24 of 29 from the line, just to tell you on how incredible these girls shot tonight from the charity marker. But the Eagles, they went 13 of 15 from the line. The Delta West Mustangs, they went 9 of 14. Eagles, they hit 1 3-point. The Mustangs, they only hit 2 total. However, Eagles did win the rebound battle, 29-20, out-rebounding Jonathan West. However, they did lose the turnovers as they had a -4 in the margin. They had 18 total turnovers, where the Mustangs only had 14 total. Axel only had 7 total steals, where Jonathan West had 11. So a lot of that, again, Jonathan West was just really great at being aggressive, driving inside, getting steals, and that full court pressure, as the game went on, it got tiring for the Eagles, and it made them foul a lot. Natalie Strothman, she fouled out to start the fourth quarter, and that was the biggest blow there for the Eagles, probably of the game, having to play an entire quarter without one of their best players on the court. As coming into that quarter, she had 3 steals, 4 rebounds, and 4 points. And yeah, she fouled out just in that first 30 seconds. But some other scores on this game: Strothman finishing with 4, Detweiler with 8, Hazekamp 6, Strothman, Maggie Strothman with 8. And also, she finished, I think, with a double-double on the game. She has 10 rebounds, unofficially there. Ava Brock, but she had 5 points to finish. Avery Bussey, she finished with two. All there for the Eagles. The Eagles, they had six to get on the board. For the Northwest Mustangs, they had seven to get on the board. Courtney Johnson with 12. Edie with four. Andy Foster with six. Belle Smith with 9 and 4 rebounds and 3 steals and 2 assists. Katie Johnson, 3 rebounds and 8 points. Evan Joe Wetstein, 2 for 2 at the free throw line and a steal. Both are all 2 boards. They went for 2, 1 for 2 up at the free throw line. There were 3 total lead changes in the game. The last one went to Donovan West as they went on to take that to the victory, 45-33. We'll be back in about 4 to 5 minutes for the boys' game again. It's the Northwest Mustangs of Class 2A. Thinking on the Rick number 2, team of Class 1 in Division 2, the Axel Boys.